The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crushgasm, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents Bracket Reviews. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are recording on February 2nd at noon Pacific time. And if you didn't hear this, I mean, with watching live, if you didn't hear this, I need to say some bad news. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers.
Yeah, I just heard about that. Sad.
Yeah. You don't know, he's from Rocky and Predator and a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Most recently, The Mandalorian, for all Mandalorian. You Star Wars folks.
Yeah. So, rest in peace to Carl Weathers. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Casey.
Definitely rest in peace, Carl Weathers. Iconic actor. But I'm Casey, co-host of God damn. An Evening at the Movies with Amanda. Also, OG member of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network with Dre and everybody else. Happy to be here. Friday, it's bracket review time. I'm excited to be talking about the subject. So.
All right, CJ.
Yo, what up? This is your boy CJ, an OG masturbator. You can also catch me on a new show, Teen Tasty Journeys, with boy J Time here. And I also do, Season to Season with these same guys right here. And this week I will also be doing a guest appearance on Evening at the Movies with Casey, doing our part two of Harlem Nights. Check that out.
Damn, okay. They had a lot of fun on the first one. Yeah, good second one, huh?
Yeah. There were so many rabbit trails, man. We went off the rails, bro. Everything, man.
All right, Josh.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is J-Time, also known as Josh. I am the host of the Toontastic Journeys podcast, and you can find me on here every Friday doing bracket reviews with the Masturbators, as well as Season to Season. Check it out. We're going to be doing Sons of Anarchy very, very soon.
All right. So today we are doing our early 90s varsity bracket that we did for social media. Early 90s means 1990 to 1993. All right. So these are the best movies according to Rotten Tomatoes from the time. So what I do is I go to the IMDb database and have all the movies that came out in those years. And then most popular movies that come out this year, then I re-rank them in Rotten Tomatoes scores. So if you have a problem with these scores, blame Rotten Tomatoes, okay? Rotten Tomatoes. If you got a problem with these rankings, blame Rotten Tomatoes, all right? However, though, I don't have these. I don't have them. Okay, maybe. Oh, okay, yes. So, before we start, I do want to say movies that did not make varsity or JV in between 1990 and 1993.
Oh, yeah. Rotten Tomatoes, you got to ask for this.
And these couple movies are All Ladies Do It, 1992, Return to the Blue Lagoon, 1991, Cool World, 1992, Troll 2, 1990, RoboCop 3, which I love, 1993, Surf Ninjas, 1993. Fuck you for that, because I love
Surf Ninjas. Surf Ninjas, number one right there. How did Surf Ninjas not make it?
Drop Dead Fred, 1991, Ernest Goes to Jail, 1990, Nothing But Trouble, 1991, Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, 1990, Encino Man, 1992, and Ernest Rise Again, 1993. Those are the movies that did not make JV nor varsity. All right?
So, half those movies are not on this list.
However, though, we are going to do varsity fan voting. So here's how this works. We ask Twitter and Facebook to vote on matchups. The highest seed will always play low seed. There's a play-in of four movies. Two movies will move on.
Okay.
Like always, it'll be a bye in the fourth round and a quarterfinals. There'll be a third place game that we all can vote on, including the votes for social media. And with that being said, again, remember, I did not make these rankings. So if you see a match you don't like, that's not my fault. I'm going to keep saying that. Right. So, that ready for round one?
Let's do it.
So we have for yes, our plan, got four movies in our plan. We have Die Hard 2, 1990. King of New York, 1990. The People Under the Stairs, 1991. And Father of the Bride, 1991. Casey, out of those four, would you move on?
I'm an old fool, just like Harvey, and I like classic type movies. So I would go with Father of the Bride, but I'm not necessarily the voters to be in agreement with me. So it is what it is. But I'll take Father of the Bride.
Casey said Father of the Bride. CJ.
What were the other four again?
Die Hard 2, King of New York, The People Under the Stairs, and Father of the Bride.
All right. I get two or just one?
Just one.
Damn. All right. I'll go Die Hard 2 then. Josh. Die Harder.
I got to go with my boy Fool and People Under the Stairs.
See, if I had two choices, I would go other choice.
The two movies that move on was actually two movies that was picked just now. The most votes percentage-wise was Father of the Bride with 42%.
Makes sense.
The second vote with 38% was Die Hard 2. People in the Stairs was
out.
People in the Stairs was less. It was far less.
Yeah, that movie's underrated though.
Oh, very. All right. Hey, I'm still waiting for Jordan Peele to do a remake. Hey, if anybody could do it, he could.
He could.
Yeah, that could be either amazing or amazingly terrible.
All right, let's get into the bracket. So we got number one, Defending Your Life, 1991. First number 100, Free Willy, 1993.
See, this is some bullshit. Never even heard Defending Your Life. Now, how we got some four cool movies in the play and a bunch of movies that didn't even make the bracket. Then you got this motherfucking movie I never heard of.
Wait. That's number one?
Exactly.
Free Willy's at the bottom of the bracket? What the fuck?
Free Willy's number 100, yes.
Drop that friend even on the list.
Look. Casey, have you heard of that movie? Because I ain't heard of that movie either.
I know. I have a podcast called An Evening at the Movies. I know all the fucking movies. No, I can't fucking lie. I've never heard of that fucking movie before. That's
the classic. This is why we say fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
No, literally no disrespect, but Michael Jackson is rolling over in his grave right now.
All right, so Defending Your Life, according to Google, is a rom-com with Meryl Streep. That's all I can tell you.
According to Google. Yeah, you don't have to know either.
My girl is more of a rom-com.
I've never heard of the movie before. I couldn't find it anywhere because I tried to watch it. I couldn't find it anywhere. I wasn't paying for it, so it is what it is. And I wasn't my special. I was not using my special box because I didn't care.
Yeah, so how is it ranked number one?
Let me tell you the stars.
That much.
it's Meryl Streep, Albert Brooks, Rip Thorn, Lee Grant, and Buck Henry. I don't know who the fuck any of these people are.
you know who Meryl Streep is?
I know Meryl Streep. I'm just saying the rest of them I don't know.
Right, well, there you go. And it had 98% of Rotten Tomatoes. Man, so
it's like, I don't know, some old white people will vote for this.
With that being said, Free Willy wins by 83% of the total vote.
That should have been way higher.
As it should.
That should have been a fucking 100%.
We'll get out of 100 total percent, right?
Yeah.
All right. So number two, Schindler's List, 1993. Verse number 99, Night of the Living Dead, 1990. Schindler's List wins by 78% of the total votes.
Yeah. That.
Number three, The Player, 1992. Verse number 98, The Hotspot, 1990. On Facebook alone, The Player wins by 100% of the votes. The Player wins by 91% of the total votes.
Dang. That blowout. Mm-hmm.
Number four, Of Mice and Men, 1992. Verse number 97, Gremlins 2, The New Batch, 1990. Gremlins 2 wins by 53% of the total votes.
That's this sad. Is
bullshit.
That is so sad.
This is bullshit.
No,
this
is bullshit.
Of Mice and Men is fucking amazing. That's it's a phenomenal. Great book. The movie was fucking great as well. Is the that is voters? I really say this, but you got it wrong. You got that so wrong. But
as much as I like Gremlins 2, I gotta agree with Dre. Mm-hmm. One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest, it's a phenomenal movie. I mean, you want to hate somebody? I've hated a lot of people in movies. But man, the Nurse Ratched, ooh, boy, did she piss me off.
I didn't see what I said Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, not One Floor Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Never mind. I'm mixing up my two movies.
Yeah.
All right.
That was not a 1990s movie.
Yeah, well, I think it was 1970s, actually.
You gone a few decades, bro.
Oh, that's the one with the big dude who's slow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking of them in the psychiatric ward, yeah, and I was yeah, that movie's great.
Yeah, no, I like the Pet the Rabbits.
Oh, yeah, that movie's sad.
I know it is. That's a literary work of art, and the movie is just amazing. For real, Gremlins 2, y'all. Come on. Yeah, see, this was wrong with America right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, number five, A Bronx Tale, 1993. Verse number 96, Tombstone, 1993. Tombstone wins by 69% of the total votes.
Hell yeah.
Here's a Friday vote. Do you know what a Friday vote is? If you're new to listening or watching, Friday vote, Friday won. We start doing this Friday won by 50.5% of the total votes, which is the closest we can do. It won three times in that bracket. So we decided to name all 50.5 votes Friday votes. So here's a Friday vote. Number six, What's Love Got to Do with It, 1993. Verse number 95, Mermaids, 1990. Yeah, I want to say this again. This is a Friday vote. Okay. Number six, What's Love Got to Do with It? Verse number 95, Mermaids. Casey, what's the better movie?
Okay, you said Mermaids and what?
Number six, What's Love Got to Do with It versus Mermaids?
I will 100% die on this hill, as uncomfortable as it may be. What's Love Got to Do with It is an amazing fucking movie and deserves a huge fucking win over Mermaids right now.
So, Casey's right. What's Love Got to Do with It won by 50.5% of the total votes. Now, here's where I'm at. This is a fucking Friday vote. What the hell? What's Love Got to Do with It is fucking amazing.
Are you? No.
What's Love Got to Do with It is a fucking amazing movie, and it's a fucking Friday vote.
It was Twitter. Yeah. They want to watch the world burn. They don't care.
Actually, yeah. Twitter actually won. Pick Mermaids to win.
And yep.
Facebook did the opposite. So thank you, Facebook.
Yeah. Good job, Facebook.
All right.
Yeah, Twitter be a trip. Yeah. They be throwing curveballs up in there.
Fuck this good movie.
Number 7, Boys in the Hood, 1991. Verse number 94, Cry Baby, 1990. Boys in the Hood wins by 82% of the total votes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, back on track.
CJ, what's the better movie? Number 8, Unforgiven, 1992. Or number 93, Jacob's Ladder, 1990.
No, I'm going Unforgiven.
And Unforgiven wins by 51% of the total votes.
Oh, that's close.
Hella.
Number 9, In the Line of Fire, 1993. Verse number 92, Falling Down, 1993. Falling Down wins by 72% of the total votes. Okay. Number 10, The Remains of the Day, 1993. Verse number 91, Sleepless in Seattle, 1993. Sleepers in Seattle wins by 80% of the total votes. Mm-hmm. Number 11, The Fugitive, 1993. Verse number 90, Sister Act, 1992. The Fugitive wins by 76% of the total votes. As it should.
Yeah, ghetto. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll be back. He's fine.
Yeah, he got some technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Number 12, The Silence of the Lambs, 1991. Verse number 89, White Men Can't Jump, 1992.
That's a hard one.
Silence of the Lambs wins by 66% of the total votes.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I just wish it was closer.
You know, White Man Can't Jump is a classic, and I ain't gonna lie, I actually enjoyed the remake with the rapper. I can't even remember his name.
Trick Man.
Hey, I didn't say it was great. I just said I enjoyed it.
I almost spit out my fucking monster. Listen. You gotta warn my fucks when you say shit like that.
I take it you did not enjoy it.
Nobody did outside of you. That movie was horrible. That movie was hot trash.
All right. I'm like this.
You enjoyed what?
I didn't hate it.
What the hell was that?
I wouldn't watch it again. I wouldn't.
It wasn't like a top favorite. Like, yeah,
hate it.
The remake of White Man Can't Jump is what we're talking about.
All right. Anyway,
leave it alone, man.
Josh said he liked that movie.
I said I enjoyed it.
You know who said it?
All right. Number 13. Glengarry Glen Ross, 1992. Verse number 88. Backdraft, 1991. Backdraft wins by 80% of the total votes.
Good. Yeah. I used to write down like all the movies that are on the list that I never heard of. Compared to all the ones that should have been on the list.
Which one of those two have you not heard of?
You never heard of Glengarry Glen Ross? Glengarry Glen Ross. I chose Glengarry Glen Ross.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of Glengarry Glen Ross?
Nope. But that's like the fifth movie that we've said so far that I haven't heard of.
So
yeah, you gotta have to start keeping a list.
So Glengarry Glen Ross has Al Pacino, Alec Baldwin, Kevin Spacey, and Ed Harrison. It's fucking amazing. It should have won. Actually, got it true. I'm not gonna lie, there's no black people in it. So
that's the thing. But yeah, okay, yeah, that's that might have been it. just skipped over it. All right, what's the name of it? I'll put it on my list.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Glengarry Glen Ross. All right. Yeah, I put it on movies to watch.
All right. Number 14,
Glenn Ross.
Number 14, Aladdin, 1992. Number 87, Cape Fear, 1991. Aladdin wins by 68% of the total votes.
That's it, 68.
Number 15, The Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993. Verse number 86, Addams Family Values, 1993.
Damn, you had all these girls pissed off on this vote.
Oh, no, this is wrong. That's just wrong. Just pitting them all against each other. Right?
I'm not gonna lie, this probably was the hardest vote for the first round for me. Because I'm not gonna lie, The Night Before Christmas is probably the better movie. It is the better movie. So, and it won by 60% of the votes. However, though, Addams Family Values is the best Addams Family.
That's the one with the Thanksgiving scene, right?
Yes. The best Thanksgiving scene of any movie ever.
Yes. And Christina Ricci was in another movie, I think it's coming up soon. Another movie, I forgot what it was. With the kid that died, but she did the same. She did almost the same speech that she did in this movie in the SS.
Nice.
So, but yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas moved on by 6% of the total votes. Number 16, Goodfellas, 1990. Verse number 85, Ghost, 1990. Goodfellas wins by 79% of the total votes. Number 17. The Witches, 1990. Verse number 84, The Firm, 1993. Josh, what's a better movie?
The Witches.
Well, you're wrong. According to the voters, you're wrong. The Firm wins by 52% of the total votes.
Hey, that means some people agree with me.
No, I would agree with you. But you know, yeah, but yeah. All right. number 18, The Crying Game, 1992. Verse number 83, Cool Runnings, 1993. Cool Runnings wins by 77% of the total votes. Now, Cool Runnings should have won. I vote for Cool Runnings. However, The Crying Game was not a bad movie. I know the stigmatism of the ending and what you find out and shit. I understand that. However, though, it wasn't a good movie to me. The Crying Game was a good movie to me.
I completely agree. Like, it should have been way closer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 19, The Last of the Mohicans, 1992. Verse number 82, The Boy's Life, 1993. The Last of the Mohicans wins by 83% of the total votes. Number 20, In the Name of the Father.
Files con Dios.
In the Name of the Father, 1993. Verse number 81, Fried Green Tomatoes, 1991. And Fried Green Tomatoes wins by 77% of the total votes.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Number 21, Groundhog Day, 1993. Verse number 80, The Muppets Christmas Carol, 1992. Aww. Groundhog Day wins by 57% of the total votes.
Yeah. That was pretty close, though. They put up a good fight.
All right. Casey, what's the better movie? What's the better movie? Number 22, House Party, 1990. Or number 79, Rudy, 1993.
Oh, fuck this matchup.
Oh, man. Oh, damn.
I mean, I know because whenever you started putting this stuff together, you made the cut. I did not make these rankings, but goddamn. Fuck it, Rudy.
Rudy won by 65% of the total votes. I just want to see what the white guy would pick.
Yep.
Because I pick a house party. Rudy was born to me. I'm like, listen, people hate when I say that, but it's true. It was true. I was so bored with Rudy as a sports movie. As a movie, it wasn't a bad movie as a movie, but as a sports movie, that movie was fucking boring to me. And House Party is House Party. So
House Party is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both great movies, and I wouldn't have been upset with either one of the two of them moving on.
All right. Number 23, Arachnophobia, 1990. Verse number 78, Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1992. And Dracula wins by 63% of the total votes. Now, here's the thing. Hear me out. We all love horror movies. Well, most of us love horror movies here. I love horror movies here.
Yep.
Both of these horror movies suck. There's this one right now. I told Casey, I said that in the book adaptation movie, I said that Bram Stoker's fucking thing. That shit's horrible to
me. Yeah.
However, though, the one thing about Arachnophobia is Emily hates spiders. My fiance Emily hates spiders with a fucking passion. And I love that I know that. Because I would do shit like, I'll do random shit like come in the room and say, the itsy bitsy spider. Oh, she's going to hate me. She's gonna hurt me the hell out of me, but it's true.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm notorious for fucking sending Amanda little freaking like gifs of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I will fucking show up in Washington and I will fucking cut your throat.
So I told her I haven't done this yet, but I told Emily is one day I'm gonna go on YouTube. I'm gonna have spiders just crawling all over the screen and shit. You're gonna wake up to.
Have y'all seen that Snapchat filter that makes the spider crawl across people's faces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shit had me dying.
Yeah. Alright, number 24. Go ahead.
I just seen a video of somebody doing that. I'm start crying. Yeah, you just looking at it, you're like, what's happening? The crawling part of her face? He's like,
yeah. Alright, number 24, Miller's Crossing, 1990. Verse number 77, Juice, 1992. Juice wins by 68% of the total votes.
Nice.
Number 25, Beauty and the Beast. I have to sing it, so it is what it is. So
just that part.
1991, verse number 76. I can only say this name once. Candyman, 1992. And Beauty and the Beast wins by 63% of the total votes. Number 26, True Romance, 1993. Verse number 75, Wayne's World, 1992. Wayne's World wins by 78% of the total votes. Number 27, Dazed and Confused, 1993.
Oh shit.
Verse number 74, Under Siege, 1992.
Oh fuck this matchup.
On Facebook, this was a 50-50 split.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it's two problematic movies going head to head with each other.
Wait. How Under Siege is problematic?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's a great, I'm just saying it's not necessarily a great movie. Dazed and Confused, and we've had this discussion before, mm-hmm. is very fucking problematic.
Yes, 1,000%.
Oh, very outdated.
But Dazed and Confused did win by 59% of the total votes. It's one of Emily's favorite movies. And I despise that movie. That's true. It doesn't have a fucking plot. There's nothing. It's a good stoner movie. If you want to get high, watch it. By all means, go ahead. But if you're not high, watch that movie is fucking stupid. Like, it's just a dumb as hell. All right, everybody, hold your ankles. Number 28, Misery, 1990. Verse number 73, pump up the volume, 1990. Misery wins by 75% of the total votes. Now, I did hear something somebody said that they actually think about remaking Misery.
And
if you do that, you have to go off the novel. You can't do frame for frame from this version. You have to go off the novel more. And the novel, instead of her breaking his legs with a sledgehammer, she actually chops his feet off, sinkle off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amputee.
And she tries to make him fucking drink dirty mop water.
Yeah. She be a lot more graphic. So, man. I mean,
you got to push the envelope.
Yeah, after a salt burn, you can do anything now.
Fuck that movie.
right. Number 29, The Grifters, 1990. Version number 72, DeAndre Emily. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jungle Fever, 1991. I read that wrong. Jungle Fever wins by 70% of the total votes. Number 30, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, 1991. Version number 71, Sneakers, 1992. Terminator 2 wins by 85% of the total votes. Now, I want to say something. Terminator 1 is in the 80s bracket. It's number one on the 80s bracket. Its Rotten Tomatoes score is a perfect score of 100%. Terminator 2 is ranked number 30 on Varsity.
These people are stupid.
Yeah, it makes no damn sense.
Just one of them.
Like, how's Terminator 2 lower than that movie I never heard of, Defending Your Life or whatever? Like, no sense. Though Casey made a good point the other day, in that really both movies are just, you know, part of a whole, you know? Like, it's one of those movies with a sequel where you really need to watch both all the way through to truly get the full picture and enjoy it.
I don't give a damn what y'all say. Terminator 1 is not better than Terminator 2.
Yeah,
Terminator 1 is not 100%.
Oh, no. Terminator 2 is the better movie. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Number 31, The Man in the Moon, 1991. Version number 70, my favorite gangster movie of all time, New Jack City, 1991. And New Jack City wins by 68% of the total votes.
Am I my brother's
keeper? Yes, I am. However, though, my favorite quote is, and you got to be this angry to understand. I've been this angry to understand this quote. He said, "I want to shoot you so bad, my dick's hard." The thought of him dying by your way gives you sexual pleasure. All right. I understand that. He wanted to shoot him so bad his dick's hard. That shit is an amazing quote. It's an underrated quote I've ever heard one. God, it's true. Number 32, Jurassic Park, 1993. Version number 69, My Own Private Idaho, 1991. On Facebook alone, Jurassic Park wins by 100% of the votes. Jurassic Park wins by 96% of the total votes.
Hell yeah.
I never heard of My Own Private Idaho, but I'm pretty sure who's in it. I think what's his face?
Shelley Long.
Who?
Yeah, Shelley Long from Cheers.
And Keanu Reeves. No. Wait, My Own Private Idaho?
Wait, no, that's not Shelley Long. That's who is it?
So, according to Google, the two most famous people is Keanu Reeves and River Phoenix.
Yeah, it was River Phoenix's last movie before he OD'd.
Yeah, so, all right. Number 33, School Ties, 1992. Version number 68, and yes, I'm going to say it. To me, the best one out of the three movies, I said it, Back to the Future 3, 1990, and Back to the Future 3 wins by 78% of the total votes. Yeah, I said it. Back to the Future 3 is the best one. I said it, and I say it again.
I thought you and I were about ready to throw down over the whole Beverly Hills Cop thing again.
Well, listen, I want all the smoke because Beverly Hills Cop 3 is the best one.
Damn.
As long as we both come to the understanding that Beverly Hills Cop 2 is the worst one, I'm cool. I'm cool. All
right. Well, we'll got another one to debate pretty soon, so.
All right, CJ.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there is a fourth one coming.
On Netflix.
CJ.
Yeah.
It's a better movie. Number 34, Reservoir Dogs, 1992. Or number 67, Philadelphia, 1993.
Philadelphia. Reservoir Dogs is overrated.
Thank you. Say what you chest.
That shit is over fucking rated.
It really is overrated.
Yeah.
I will say this though, the dialogue in Reservoir Dogs is amazing though. I will say that the dialogue in Reservoir Dogs is amazing. However, though, I do think Reservoir Dogs is overrated. However, though, Reservoir Dogs did win by 55% of the total votes.
Yeah.
Philadelphia should have been ranked higher than the 67. Let's say that right now. Oh, and yeah. Philadelphia probably should have won because better overall. Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington put on a fucking masterclass of acting in that fucking movie.
That's an amazing movie.
Tom Hanks' dialogue, his one dialogue when he was talking about the music. Oh my god, that shit getting to put me to tears every time I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Speaking of Denzel Washington, number 35, Much Ado About Nothing, 1993. Verse number 66, A League of Their Own, 1992. A League of Their Own wins by 87% of the total votes. I pick Much Ado About Nothing because I like Shakespeare. It's just me personally.
It's a great adaptation of that play.
Number 36, The Piano, 1993. Verse number 65, Batman Returns, 1992. Batman Returns wins by 82% of the total votes. Number 37, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, 1993. Verse number 64, Kindergarten Cop, 1990.
Oh.
Kindergarten Cop wins by 63% of the total votes.
Yeah.
All right. Number 38, Edward Scissorhands, 1990. Verse number 63, Dead Again, 1991. I never heard of Dead Again. Is this a horror movie?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I've heard of it,
but I've never seen it.
It's a weird, fucked up, like, romantic drama type movie.
Well, people must love that.
People must love that
because it won by 85% of total votes.
Well, it's got Andy Garcia, Emma Thompson, Robin Williams in it. I gotta check it out sometime. It looked like it might be actually good.
No, you're fucking with us, Dre.
Of course I'm fucking with you. Nobody never heard that fucking movie before. Edward Scissorhands wins by 85% of the total votes. I was see Casey's face because he loves Edward Scissorhands.
Oh my god, I was starting to have a fucking heart attack. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh god. Number 39, City Slickers, 1991. Verse number 62, Carlito's Way, 1993. On Facebook, this is a 50-50 split. City Slickers wins by 57% of the total votes. Number 40, Bert and Fink, 1991. Verse number 61, What About Bob, 1991. On Facebook alone, What About Bob won by 100% of the votes. What About Bob wins by 91% of the total votes.
Nice.
Number 41, Malcolm X, 1992. Verse number 60, and this is a quotation from CJ, a good movie, Hot Shots, 1991. Yeah. Malcolm X wins by 62%, 62% of total votes.
You're not
going
against Malcolm X,
and quotations. Number 62, Dead Alive, 1992.
Mm. Did we just do this one?
No, we just did it. No, Dead Again.
Dead Alive is actually a horror movie. It's pretty good. It's probably one of my favorite Peter Jackson movies.
Well, number 42, Dead Alive, 1992. Verse number 59, Total Recall, 1990. Total Recall wins by 85% of the total votes. Number 43, The Hunt for Red October, 1990. Verse number 58, Child's Play 2, 1980. The Hunt for Red October wins by 56% of the total votes. Okay. Number 44, and I did hear Josh talk about this movie before, The Secret Garden, 1983. Josh, was that a good movie?
It's a good movie. I don't think it's going to win depending on what it's going against, but
was it better
a classic.
Was it better than number 57, Dark Man, 1990?
Fuck. Yeah, I love Dark Man. That movie is highly underrated, in my opinion. More people need to see it. Shit. Oh, The Secret Garden. That's a classic. Oh. I'm going to go with Darkman, though.
Darkman wins by 70% of the total votes.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good job.
Number 45, Single White Female, 1992. Or number 56, A Few Good Men, 1992. And A Few Good Men wins by 84% of the total votes.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
Number 46, The Age of Innocent, 1993. Versus number 55, JFK, 1991. JFK wins by 86% of the total votes. I'm about to say something so fucked up. Number 47, Dancing with Wolves, 1990. Versus number 54, Awakenings, 1990. Dances with Wolves wins by 71% of the total votes. Now, I picked Dances with Wolves because I never heard Awakening, but Dances with Wolves is fucking boring. That movie is, oh my God, that is a sleeper for you. You put that on, you go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long movie, too.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I remember VHS with the double tape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Awakenings yet, Dre?
I have not.
You should definitely go watch it and then compare which one is more boring in your opinion.
Which one's more boring?
Trying to make me watch boring movies. All right. Okay. All right. Number 48, My Cousin Vinny, 1992. Versus number 53, Menace to Society, 1993.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
My Cousin Vinny wins by 61% of the total votes.
Okay.
Number 49, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, 1993. Versus number 52, Scent of a Woman, 1992. And I'm pretty sure this is where Al Pacino's guy's Oscar for Scent of a Woman, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he got it over Denzel when he did Malcolm X, which I don't like that at all. Because Denzel, Malcolm X was, oh my God.
That's phenomenal.
Anyway,
Denzel got overlooked a lot in this era of movies for Academy really Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his opinion wasn't correct.
It wasn't. However, Homeward Bound wins by 70% of the total votes.
Not surprised.
Yeah, it's a bunch of animals running around. We love that.
Last but not least, got number 50, Thelma and Louise, 1991. Versus number 51, The Fisher King, 1991. And Thelma and Louise wins by 74% of the total votes. All right, so we are on round two. But before we go to round two, we have a group of podcasters that try to predict what movie will go to the final four. And for this one, it was a three-way tie. And my fiance doesn't have a podcast, but she's in this group. So she won with Harvey and Jeremy. Harvey has Men of the Prize and Love is Black podcast, and Jeremy has Malcolm Music Musings and Bracket Bastards podcast. And we got like, what's good, fellas? What's good, man?
Jai Brand.
Yeah. All right, you guys riff around two?
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Got Schindler's List versus Die Hard 2.
Oh, damn.
Schindler's List wins by 64% of the total votes.
I think it should actually have been closer, but yeah.
The Player versus Father of the Bride. Father of the Bride wins on Facebook by 100% of the votes, win total by 94% of the votes.
Damn.
We have What's Love Got to Do with It versus Free Willy. Casey, what's a better movie?
Damn.
On a hot
seat. I'm going to stick with fucking What's Love Got to Do with It, but I still love Free Willy, so.
First of all, Free Willy is still a good movie. It has one of the best theme songs of all. Michael Jackson poured his fucking heart out for both Free Willy and Free Willy 2. Free Willy had Hold Me. Hold Me is fucking amazing song. That's that skit right there. He started preaching. And then he calmed down with Pussy Fruit with the two. And have you seen my childhood? So yes, he calmed down, but he made two great songs for them. However, though, What's Like a Do did win by 52% of the total votes. On Twitter, Twitter was Free Willy. Facebook was What's Gonna Look Up Do With It. So thank you, Facebook. Again. Yes. Boys in the Hood versus Gremlin 2. Boys in the Hood went by 75% of the total votes. Unforgiven versus Tombstone, which is two Western movies. Tombstone wins by
favorite genre.
I hate Western movies. Tombstone wins by 75% of the total votes. The Fugitive versus Falling Down. The Fugitive wins by 77% of the total votes. The Silence of the Lambs versus Sleepless in Seattle. Silence of the Lambs wins by 85% of the total votes.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Your voters love Silence of the Lambs, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. People love Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. I'll play what? Lambs.
Hold on. Kixie, every time we do a quote or a movie or something like that, you the first person to pick Signs of the Lambs.
I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying everybody loves Signs of the Lambs.
I'm just saying, if you're watching live, our draft episode is out. And one of the drafts is called You Piece of Shit, where we had to put movie quotes and add You Piece of Shit at the end of it. Casey picked the Silence of the Lambs quote and added shit to it. So there you go.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. All right.
And I didn't win, so.
All right.
I know who did.
yeah, Josh did win that draft. Yeah.
You won your first round.
I did.
Wow. Oh, you just step right in the box and just get it. All right.
All right.
Spoiler alert, CJ ain't won yet.
What are you talking about?
I won. He won.
Did he?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, it took me a few tries, though.
It took me two drafts.
It took me three drafts, actually. Yeah, he won the third one, but he did two drafts before, and then not
me. Yeah.
Oh, and then the next draft, he got his ass whooped because he was like last place for the next draft. So. All right. Aladdin versus Backdraft. Aladdin wins by 67% of the total votes. Nightmare Before Christmas versus The Firm. Nightmare Before Christmas wins by 61% of the total votes. Goodfellas versus Cool Runnings. Goodfellas wins by 81% of the total votes. The Last of the Mohicans versus Fried Green Tomatoes. Fried Green Tomatoes. Last Mohicans wins by 67% of the total votes. Groundhog Day versus Rudy. Groundhog Day wins by 70% of the total votes. Beauty and the Beast versus Bram Stoker's Dracula. Beauty and the Beast wins by 55% of the total votes. Dazed and Confused versus Juice. Dazed and Confused wins by 65% of the total votes. Misery versus Wayne's World. CJ, what's the better movie?
Misery.
Wayne's World wins by 60% of the total.
Yeah. People love Colin. But I still cannot get to see the word like hobbling that motherfucker. Like that just the leg when it just like oh no, no. Mm-hmm. That leg just ricocheted out. Oh, every time in my head, ever.
Nobody will. All right, yeah. Terminator 2 versus Jungle Fever. On Facebook alone, Terminator 2 wins by 100% of the votes. It went by 94% of the total votes.
All
right. Jurassic Park versus New Jack City. Jurassic Park wins by 80% of the total votes. I personally don't agree with that, but that's what it is. Reservoir Dogs versus Back to the Future 3. Reservoir Dogs wins by 56% of the total votes. Josh, what's the better movie? Edward Scissorhands or A League of Their Own?
Oh, that's easy. A League of Their Own.
Oh, Casey said that's easy.
Look, Edward Scissorhands is great. I love that movie, but compared to A League of Their Own, it's not as good.
Casey, he said he don't have to think about it. He said,
yeah, he's Edward Scissorhands garbage.
I mean, are you picking Edward Scissorhands over A League of Their Own, Casey?
I'm probably not, but it's like razor thin margin between both of those movies.
And you know, have to think about it a little bit.
I disagree.
Casey, you're right. A League of Their Own was a razor thin. It was 52% for A League of Their Own.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
City Slickers versus Batman Returns. Batman Returns wins by 61% of the total votes. Casey, I'm fucking with you, but it's like this, so you're next. So, Casey, what's a better movie? Michael Mex or Kindergarten Cop?
I'm sorry. I love Kindergarten Cop to death. It is a fucking hilarious movie. But no offense to my favorite teammate in the network, it is not better than Malcolm X.
This was a Friday vote.
Wow.
Whoa.
Kindergarten Cop wins by 50.5% of the total votes.
What?
Whoa. No love for Denzel.
Not a joke.
Oh, wow.
I messed up, but I'm not surprised. Yeah. People love that movie.
Yeah, we know who's voting.
The Hunt for Red October versus What About Bob? What About Bob wins by 55% of the total votes. Dancing with Wolves versus Total Recall. Dancing with Wolves wins by
68%. Get the fuck out of here. There's no fucking way.
It went by 68% of the total votes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Facebook and Twitter both have this one with winning.
Wow. Man, I know. There's certain types of people love horror movies.
My Cousin Vinny versus Darkman. My Cousin Vinny went by 77% of the total votes.
Okay.
Homeward Bound versus Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey versus A Few Good Men. A Few Good Men went by 65% of the total votes. And Thelma Louise versus JFK. Thelma Louise went by 60% of the total votes. I had another fucked up joke, but I'm going to.
Yeah. I bet he wish he was raining that day.
All right. So we're on round three. Are you ready for round three?
Yep, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Schindler's List versus Father of the Bride. Schindler's List wins by 55% of the total votes, which means that it gets a bye to the quarterfinals.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's Love Got to Do with It versus Tombstone? Tombstone wins by 71% of the total votes. I disagree with that.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. Tombstone's a great movie. I love Tombstone, but over Love Got to Do with It, no.
Boys in the Hood versus Wayne's World. CJ, what's a better movie?
Boys in the Hood.
Wayne's World wins by 53% of the total vote.
Yeah, they got it wrong. Yeah, I'm quick to say, yeah, Boys got it wrong.
The Fugitive versus A League of Their Own. A League of Their Own wins by 54% of the total votes.
All right. Now, that one, I could have gone either way with.
No. The Fugitive is a far better movie than the, yeah, I said a far better movie.
far better. Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones in that fucking movie was fucking amazing. In The Fugitive. I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. The Silence of the Lambs or Batman Returns. Silence of the Lambs wins by 67% of the total votes. Aladdin versus Kindergarten Cop. Aladdin wins by 59% of the total votes. The Nightmare Before Christmas or What About Bob? The Nightmare Before Christmas wins by 60% of the total votes. Goodfellas or A Few Good Men? Goodfellas wins by 65% of the total votes. The Last of the Mohicans or Thelma and Louise? Thelma and Louise wins by 55% of the total votes. Groundhog Day versus My Cousin Vinny. My Cousin Vinny wins by 58% of the total votes.
Yeah. You know.
Josh, what's a better movie? Is it Beauty and the Beast or Dancing with Wolves?
I love Dancing with Wolves, man. That's I don't think it's that boring. I really enjoy it, but Beauty and the Beast is superior in every way.
And Josh is right for the first time today because Beauty and the Beast wins by 53% of the total votes.
Hey, it'll happen eventually. It'll happen eventually.
All right, Casey, it's a better movie. And I promise there's no black white this time. All right. Case was a better movie, Dazed and Confused or Reservoir Dogs?
I'm gonna go with Reservoir Dogs because I feel like the dialogue in Reservoir Dogs puts it a tad bit ahead of the fact that, yeah, Dazed and Confused is basically a get stoned and fucking watch a movie.
All right. Reservoir Dogs wins by 53% of the total votes. CJ.
Oh, yeah.
The last movie in this round. And it's a Friday vote.
Uh-huh.
Also, it was a 50-50 split on Twitter and a 50-50 split on Facebook. I had to flip a coin for this one, who to win this one.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
So the coin told me who won this. But I want to know what you think. What's a better movie, Terminator 2 or Jurassic Park?
Terminator 2. Hands down.
Jurassic Park wins by 50.5%.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
It was a 50-50 split all over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is one of the ones I was pissed about because I had chosen fucking Terminator 2. And I was mad. I ran and I'm like, there's no way I lost the Jurassic Park. I remember that clearly. I was living.
You feel better knowing it lost no coin?
It lost no. No. It should have gone that far. No.
All right. We're on round four. Schindler's List is all making the quarterfinals. The bottom part of this bracket will all make goes to the final four. We have The Silence of the Lambs versus Tombstone. Silence of the Lambs wins by 60% of the total votes. Josh, it's a better movie, Aladdin or Wayne's World?
Aladdin.
Aladdin wins by 54% of the total votes.
Hell yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas or A League of Their Own? A League of Their Own wins by 64% of the total votes. Goodfellas versus Thelma and Louise. Goodfellas wins by 80% of the total votes. Casey, what's a better movie, Beauty and the Beast or My Cousin Vinny?
My own personal opinion, I prefer My Cousin Vinny, but Beauty and the Beast is probably a better movie.
My Cousin Vinny wins by 57% of the total votes.
Oh, I want to see Beauty and the Beast versus Aladdin.
And then Jurassic Park versus Reservoir Dogs. Jurassic Park wins by 64% of the total votes.
Good.
Which means that Goodfellas is automatically going to the final four.
Okay.
All right. We're in the quarterfinals. I'm going to see whether three movies will see Goodfellas in the final four. CJ, what's a better movie, Schindler's List or A League of Their Own?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List wins by 53% of the total votes. Josh, what's a better movie, The Silence of the Lambs or My Cousin Vinny?
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs wins by 54% of the total votes. However, though, it was a 50-50 split on Facebook. Casey, Aladdin or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park wins by 72% of the total votes.
Oh, you got it right. Yeah.
Which means that the final four is Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, Goodfellas, and The Silence of the Lambs. Now, I don't normally do this, but I have it with me. I'm going to compare the voters' final four to my personal final four. You want to guess how many of the final four I personally have compared with the final four to the voters? CJ.
Wait, what's the voters' final four right now?
Voters' final four is Jurassic Park, Goodfellas, Schindler's List, and Silence of the Lambs.
One.
CJ says one. Josh.
Nothing.
Josh says zero. Casey says zero. Two out of three are right.
Yeah, really?
My final four, and it's hella black. I'm not gonna lie. It is what it is. my final four is New Jack City, Boys in the Hood, House Party, and this is not really black, just black in tone. Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't think you won with that final four. That's pretty lit.
All right, so we're in the final four for the voters, though. The winners will go to the finals, losers goes to the third place game. We have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we'll be picking a third place game. Okay, guys. So we have Schindler's List versus Jurassic Park. CJ, what's a better movie?
Schindler's List.
Josh, what's a better movie?
Schindler's List.
Casey, what's a better movie?
I'm different. I'm going Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Only because I hate that subject matter.
Jurassic Park moves on. It wins by 70% of the total votes, which will go to the finals. Casey, what's a better movie? The Silence of the Lambs or Goodfellas?
Silence of the Lambs, you piece of shit.
Josh.
I think Goodfellas is better, but I think Silence is going to win.
CJ.
Lambs.
And Goodfellas wins by 59% of the
two. No shit.
Really? Good wow. Job. That's surprising.
All right. So
that's got to be like one of the first times Silence of the Lambs hasn't made it to the final.
Well, it made it to the third place game. So we're going to vote for the third place game. All right. I have the voters' results. I'll say that later. All right, Casey. What's a better movie? Number 2, Schindler's List, 1993, or number 12, Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Schindler's List is great for the lessons it teaches us. It's a difficult subject matter to watch. Oh, fuck it. I mean, Silence of the Lambs isn't fucking easy to watch either with that subject matter, but Silence of the Lambs makes me a little bit less uncomfortable, so Silence of the Lambs.
CJ.
Silence of the Lambs.
Josh.
You know, I really like Silence of the Lambs. I enjoy it, but I think overall, Schindler's List is the better movie.
I'm also going to go Schindler's List. Doesn't matter to make you uncomfortable or not. It's overall a better movie than Silence of the Lambs. It just really is. However, it is a 2-2 split between us, which means that whoever the voters would pick wins. And by 65% of the total votes, the Silence of the Lambs is a third place winner. All right. However, this is not about third. This is about the best, according to the voters. Fellas, I want to thank you for coming along with this ride. We just went through 104 movies, varsity movies of the early 90s. We need to see what is the best movie, according to the voters. Casey, what's a better movie? Number 16, Goodfellas, 1990. Number 32, Jurassic Park, 1993.
I prefer Goodfellas, so I'll go Goodfellas.
Josh?
Ew. I think Goodfellas is better than Jurassic Park.
Okay, CJ.
I want Jurassic Park for the first time.
So, my favorite quotes of all time, beginning of Goodfellas. All my life I wanted to be a gangster. However, though, he lost. Jurassic Park wins by 55% of critical votes. So, number one is Jurassic Park. Number two is Goodfellas. Number three is The Silence of the Lambs. And number four is Schindler's List. How y'all feel about that?
It could have been a lot worse.
I find it interesting that it was a 90s bracket and a comedy didn't win. But, you know, 90s was loaded with some good movies. I ain't mad at it.
Well, we already did. I think we already did JV 90s. I don't know. I think we already did. But there was all four JV beginning of the 90s were comedies.
Got you. Okay.
I'm not going to say what they are. I'm not gonna say what they are until because I'm not sure we did it or not, but yeah,
all yeah, four, we did 90s comedies, but I don't think we did.
Yeah, I'm not all, sure. All four of the 90s JV was comedies.
Interesting.
Right. With that being said, let's say our goodbyes, starting with you.
All right, hey, this is Boy CJ and. Just knocking them out the box. It was a great time. Yeah, can't wait till next week.
Alright.
Yo, what's up everybody? Had a great time doing this. Get ready, because tomorrow Toontastic Journeys drops its second episode, and we are going to be exploring the paranormal world that is Danny Phantom. So, exciting times coming at you tomorrow.
Alright, and...
Hi. Yeah, so coming up on An Evening at the Movies, we have Harlem Nights, Bamboozled. A week from Saturday also is our third anniversary / 200th episode, and it will be live. So check us out. Comment along and enjoy. Should be lots of fun. Other than that, we've got some great stuff coming up. Stay tuned, and also check us out every Tuesday night. As we draft with the I Did Not Make These Ranking Podcast Network. And if you're not watching live, you're really missing out. So be there.
All right. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robertson, and I want to thank these lovely gentlemen for coming on and doing this. We will be doing our draft episode next week as well, so stay tuned for that. Like Casey said, I Did Not Make the Ranking Draft, which, if you're watching live, will be this Tuesday, hosted by Casey.
Yeah.
All right. And we have two other guests coming on for that. So that should be fun. We're still doing the Black History Month. So doing Black movies. So stay tuned for that. As soon as the Black movies, now, I didn't tell these guys that, but as soon as the Black movies bracket is done, we will be dropping that episode. We will be doing that episode, period. As soon as that is done. But also, we have. On Wednesday, we do have CJ and Josh doing their Black History, Black Movies bracket. Kendra and Harvey will be doing their Black Movies bracket. And then Was It Good Though podcast will be doing their Black Movies bracket as well. So, yeah, with that being said, love you guys. If you ever want to come on and do one of these brackets, I will never say no. You can always come on and do one of these brackets. You just got to find a time. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.